Good morning, everyone. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you with adoration of who you are. Creation, show us your wonderful work, your power and beauty in all things. All glory belongs to you, and you deserve our honor and praise. Lord, we acknowledge and confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We had not loved you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. Deepen within us our sorrow for the wrong we have done and the good we have left undone. Guide our steps to walk in holiness and righteousness. Help us to do those things that are good and pleasing in your sight. Jesus, we thank you for your sacrifice and salvation so that we might have freedom and eternal life. We thank you for Holy Spirit's power and work in our lives. Thank you that you are able to bring hope through even the toughest of times in our lives. Thank you for your great love and care. Thank you for your mercy and grace. In moments of uncertainty, your wisdom is a beacon that guides us through. Dear God, we lift the leaders of our country before you. Grant them wisdom, discernment, and a heart that seeks the well-being of the people they serve. We pray for our pastor and the leadership team that you will guide them and give them a genuine desire to honor you. In month August, we will focus on missions, and we pray that you will steer our hearts with compassion and generosity. Dear Lord, we pray for our families, friends, and ask that you reveal yourself and that they will recognize you and turn to you. We pray for your protection, healing, and compassion over those in our church who are sick or grieving. Guide us how to help them and comfort them. Lord, we pray all these things in precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
I'm reading from Hebrews 12, verse 1 to 3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witness, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that